Bring in Joe Fisher. Nothing ever scripted about our segments with Joe, that's for sure. Good morning.
All right, wait a minute. Are you telling me that stuff is scripted?
No.
Please, don't please.
Well, I flipped over to the Weather Channel yesterday morning, and I saw storms going right over where Fayetteville, Arkansas is, and I figured that wasn't a good thing for Vanderbilt and Arkansas trying to play baseball.
And they went over in large quantities for long periods of time. You know, to be honest, we knew it even came up Friday, as a matter of fact. I know that Tim Corbin and Dave Van Horn, I think, at least spoke briefly on Friday about the possibility of bad weather on Sunday. And so I was a little bit surprised that we didn't try to find some way to play two on Saturday. There was an issue. The TV game was at 3 o'clock, which was not an optimum time to work around. You either had to play at 10 a.m. or play at 8 p.m. or something like that, but they opted to go ahead and just play one each day. And for Vanderbilt to go down there and get two against a team that's ranked number one, it was a pretty special weekend.
And, Joe, you know, you have constantly alluded to Mike Miner's international experience, and that certainly came into play Friday night, a brilliant shutout performance against the nation's number one team. You know, probably one of the best games Vanderbilt's had all season.
Well, it was. I think it was the best game Mike's pitched at Vanderbilt. He was in complete command of the game. He got plenty of run support, you know, the five-run fourth inning sort of blew it open for him. He had 11 strikeouts on the evening and was in command of four pitches. And when he can get all four pitches over for strikes and locate them the way he does, he's going to be hard for anybody to touch. And then Caleb Cotham came out the next night and almost tried to one-up him. You know, he had 12 strikeouts, which is a career high. He no-hit him into the fourth. And, of course, Caleb got a 9-run fifth inning that really just took all the wind out of Arkansas' sails. And so I think it was a combination of things this weekend. I timing is a big deal too, and I'm not taking anything away from how Vanderbilt played, because this appears to be a team that's beginning to sort of come together. It's beginning to get confidence, playing with continuity, you know, getting good, solid starting pitching, getting hitting across the lineup now. But we caught Arkansas at a time where they were coming off two big wins over Arizona State at home. They used a lot of emotion in those games, and they just looked tired. And I guess the key is that Vanderbilt jumped them early both games and never gave them a chance to get anything going, never got their crowd going. You know, they had 9,000 people there on Saturday, and they sat there quiet until their seventh inning. I mean, it was just it was a great weekend.
Joe, to move on and talk about some of the other sports going on at Vanderbilt, the bowling team went out to play in the NCAA tournament but was knocked out on Friday. And even though they didn't make the run that they were hoping for and win another national championship, they got to be pleased with at least making it to the big show.
Well, I think they're pleased, but I think they're really disappointed because they had higher expectations. And this is part of where this thing comes into play, and I guess in most tournaments it does. A lot has to do with just how you're playing or how you're performing at that particular time. And when you go out there and you bowl on a Thursday to get seated, you know, they ended up seated lower than they would have hoped. Just didn't perform as well as they usually do, and they caught a couple of teams that were playing very well. So, the expectation level though has gotten to the point now where I think if they don't win a national championship or at least, you know, compete in a final match for one, I think they're probably going to be disappointed. But that's what happens when you win one.
And speaking of disappointing, it had to be for Brant Snedeker, who made the great run at the Masters last year but wasn't around for the weekend this time around.
Yeah, sure was. I guess he's still struggling a little bit. Adjusting to some new equipment, and that's going to take a little time, I guess. And the margin for error at a course like Augusta is so small that, you know, you can hit a great drive, but if it's 3 feet off in a certain direction, you're in trouble. Or if you hit a ball that's 3 feet above the hole instead of below the hole, you're really in trouble. And that's kind of the days he had. So I know he's very disappointed. Kind of likewise, he's played well enough down there in the past, and when he goes down there, he expects to play very well.
Joe, we'll let you go on that and visit with you again tomorrow morning.
Okay, 7 o'clock tonight, the call-in show with Tim Corbin down at the Commodore Grill, too.
Hey, thanks a lot.
All right.